Remember that time you built the most epic pillow fort with the kids? You were all in on it, goofy voices, piles of blankets, maybe even a questionable snack. The laughter was echoing through the house. But then the doorbell rang. It was just the mail carrier, nothing urgent, but the second you opened that door, the magic fizzled. The kids suddenly looked tired, the snacks weren't fun anymore, and you probably even felt a wave of irritation yourself. I know I have. Today we're talking about joyless moms, the hidden impact on our kids, and how to break the cycle. Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same. Motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. It's like those tiny interruptions can suck all the joy right out of the room. And sometimes, let's be honest, we are the interruption. Not on purpose, of course, but when we're running on low on our own happiness, our kids pick up on that in a big way. Today, we're talking about why joyless moms aren't just hurting themselves, but unknowingly putting that burden on their kids too. Kids are watching, even when we think they're not. And sometimes what they're watching is a mom who's forgotten how to smile. We put so much effort into making their lives magical, but what message does it send when our own light has gone dim? This is not about blaming moms. It's about understanding a very real issue with significant consequences. So, we know our kids are always watching and learning from us, but when it comes to joy, or the lack of it, that learning process goes way deeper than they let on. Maybe you're having a rough day, a rough week. Maybe it feels like a rough season of life. It happens. But the thing is, our kids are little sponges. They don't just learn from what we tell them. They soak up how we feel. And that joyless energy, it seeps in. First up, that guilt trip no one asked for. Kids, especially little ones, see the world through a lens of, it's all about me. When we can barely crack a smile, even if we never say it out loud, kids start to wonder, are they the problem? Is their very existence making things harder for mom? Are they too noisy? Do they ask for too much? It's heartbreaking because we'd never want them to feel that way. And that's a lot for a kid to carry, especially when it's not their fault at all. To avoid making things worse, a child might start to dim their own light. Their excitement about something new gets a lukewarm response from mom, so they downplay it next time. Enthusiasm starts to feel risky if they're not sure how it'll be received. A good report card, a funny joke, suddenly they don't want to share because it might highlight the difference in how mom is feeling. Kids are naturally wired for joy. Childhood is meant to be full of that wide-eyed curiosity about the world, the excitement over discovering something new. When that overall energy in the house is a bit downcast, that innate sense of wonder can fade, like a little light starting to dim. The whole world can start to feel kind of muted. It's not intentional on our part, but sometimes we lose sight of just how much our kids are learning from simply watching us. And if the lesson they're absorbing is that happiness is optional, something to put on hold, well, that's a heartbreaking message to send, isn't it? It's heavy stuff, I know, but the good news is awareness is the first step towards change. Coming up, we're ditching the guilt and talking solutions. How can we prioritize our own happiness in a way that actually benefits our kids? Stick around. And now it's time for our joy jolt. For today's challenge, I'd love for you to write an appreciation note for your child or children. Mine did this for me unexpectedly a few weeks back, and it was the best feeling ever. They were so quiet in the dining room. I didn't know what they were up to, and then they all had these special notes for me about how I'm the best mom ever, and just something felt right in that moment. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I know I'm doing something right that you guys wanted to do this for me. So I reciprocated it and woke them up with a sweet note on the fridge. They loved it, I loved it, and it started our day on such a good note. Now, here's the thing. This is not about becoming a Pinterest perfect supermom who's always having a smile plastered on, even when the inside feels like chaos. This is about being honest with ourselves and realizing that just like our kids' needs matter, ours do too. And we all have different joy languages. So some moms refill with silence and reading, and others need loud music and movement. One solution is filling your mom tank. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to drive a car on an empty tank, right? Or maybe you would. I have done that multiple times. The same goes for momming. We can't pour from an empty cup. Taking time for things that bring us genuine joy, even tiny things, refills our inner mom tank and makes us more present and loving. Another solution is the happiness toolbox. It's okay for kids to see that sometimes mom feels blue or mad or overwhelmed, but the magic is in showing them how we handle it. You can even explain to them your happiness toolbox. Is it a walk in nature, a silly dance break, calling a friend? Let them see you work through tough emotions because that teaches them resilience. I love to keep this in mind that this is a joyful journey, not a destination. Ditch the idea that creating a happy home is about grand gestures or picture-perfect moments. It's those small, everyday shared experiences that really matter. A spontaneous tickle fight, baking cookies together, even if they get a bit messy, reading a funny book in silly voices. That's what makes a joyful home. It's not about being a perfect mom, but choosing joy even in small doses sends a powerful message to our kids. It tells them they deserve happiness, and more importantly, that they don't have to carry the responsibility for yours. This isn't just me talking at you. I want this to be a conversation because here's the thing about motherhood. We are all in this together, even if our struggles sometimes feel isolating. Have you ever noticed the modeling effect of your own emotions impacting your kids? Was there a moment where you saw your joylessness or even just your tiredness reflected back at you? Sometimes the reason joy feels hard to find isn't just about our current circumstances. It might be something deeper, something we carry with us from our own childhoods. Think about it. Did you grow up in a home where laughter and lightheartedness were the norm? Or was it more subdued? For many of us, that early experience shaped how we understand joy as adults. If our own moms struggled to express genuine happiness, maybe because of their own struggles or the way they were raised, we may have learned that joy is a luxury or a fleeting emotion. We might even feel guilty about feeling good when things are hard because it wasn't modeled for us. It's those deep-rooted patterns, those emotional echoes from our own childhood. See, if you grew up in a home where smiles were scarce, where laughter felt out of place, you learn to survive on a low hum of getting by. That becomes your normal. Now, fast forward to becoming a mom. You want everything to be different for your kids. You load their lives with fun activities, plan amazing birthday parties, but something's still missing. It's because deep down, that old programming is still running. But here's the thing, and this is where that powerful aha moment can hit. By becoming aware of this pattern, we gain a choice. We can choose to break the cycle of generational joylessness. It won't be easy, and there may be days we slip back into old habits, but recognizing where this struggle comes from gives us the power to say, my kids deserve better, and so do I. Awareness breaks the cycle. Understanding where our struggles with joy stem from is the first step toward building something different for our kids. It's not about blaming anyone, not our parents, and certainly not ourselves. It's about saying, I see this pattern, I acknowledge it, and now I choose a different path. What are some small things, even seemingly silly things, that bring you genuine joy? Don't overthink it. It could be a perfect cup of coffee, getting lost in a good book, or taking 10 minutes for a sunbeam nap on the couch. This one's important. We all carry a bit of guilt about juggling motherhood and our own needs. But remember, choosing to rediscover your own joy is not selfish. It's selfless. It makes you a better mom, and it models a healthy approach to life for your kids. This is heavy stuff, and if it brought up some unexpected feelings, that's okay. Sit with them. Let them sink in. Awareness is always the first step. Remember, you're not alone in wanting to break those generational chains. The fact you're listening, you care about this topic, means you're already on the path to building a more joyful home for both yourself and your kids. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. On Instagram, SJB, Steal the Joy Back. The link is in the description. We are still going with our Tools of Joy series. And if no one has told you recently, I am so proud of you. You are doing a great job. Keep it up.